Hello, human. What are you doing in the woods this late at night? You know it can be very dangerous, right? Hey, don't run away. I know you can't see anything. You'll end up tripping. I guess it's too late now. Let me climb down from this tree. Calm down, human. I'm not going to hurt you. Deceiving my prey? Come on, you can't even see me standing up next to you. If I wanted to kill you, I could just go for it. Also, I can't prove that I'm not going to hurt you, but I'm pretty sure that you'll end up finding other monsters who will not be quite so diplomatic if you keep walking through these woods in the darkness. So, can you answer my question now? Why are you walking around here all alone? A beginning adventurer, huh? You sure haven't chosen the best place to start. And where's your group? I suppose you should have one and be with them, shouldn't you? I see. Well, I don't blame you for getting lost. This kind of thing happens all the time. And at least you were smart enough to not light up a torch and draw the attention of every monster within a mile. Unlike some other less fortunate adventurers. Here, I'll help you stand up. Oh, your leg is bleeding a little bit. I think you probably hurt yourself when you fell between those branches. Don't worry, I can help you. But I'll need to take you to my cave. I think I have some bandages there. I know this sounds scary, but you don't need to be afraid. Trust me. Do you mind if I carry you? It's definitely gonna hurt if you try to walk like that. All right. There we go. Hey, what are you doing? Don't light a torch. I know being in complete darkness can be a little unsettling, and we are already inside a tunnel, but my eyes are super sensitive to light. I can't even leave this cave during the day. You're gonna have to trust me. We're just a few more steps away from getting there. And here we are. I know you can't see anything, but that's my little place. There's a mattress, cooking tools, some woodworking stuff, mostly things I made myself. I'll lay you down on the mattress, okay? Yes, I like crafting things. What do you think I do all day? Plot on how to kill adventurers that wander unawares into the woods? Please don't try and run away again. You're hurt. And that was a joke. Well, it might not have been the most appropriate joke, I have to admit. Sorry. To be honest, I've never really been a fan of this human killing thing. I can just hunt some animals for food. And killing people just for fun isn't a very nice thing to do, you know? Most monsters probably wouldn't agree with that, but I'm weird, I guess. Here, let me help you with your wound now. And done. Do you feel any better? I'm glad to hear that. Now, I'm gonna stop tormenting you and let you rest. You can leave in the morning when things are safer. Wait, there are some issues here. First, we only have one tiny mattress for the two of us. Second, I know this cave is super cold, and I can see that you're shivering right now. Third, I feel cold too, and we can't light a bonfire or anything like that for obvious reasons. I only know one solution that can solve all three problems. What if we cuddle together to keep warm? It seems like the obvious thing to do. Great. Since you agree, I'll just lay down and snuggle up next to you. Your body is really warm and cozy. Yes, I am naked. Why do you ask? What's up, human? I can see the heat on your face going up really fast. Well, you must be blushing. Oh, there's no need to be embarrassed. I like pressing my naked chest against yours. Honestly, I really miss having a warm body to touch sometimes. This place is so lonely, and it's been a very long time since I've had any guests. Let me ask you something. Are you embarrassed because you're feeling my naked body? Or is it because you like feeling my naked body? If it's the second case, I wouldn't object to you touching it. Well, I'm serious. Here, you can put your hand on my breast. As long as you're gentle. As I've said, it's been a long time, and my body might be a little sensitive. Your hands are so warm, too. This feels really good. Hey, are you getting your face closer? Oh. Kissed me. No, of course it wasn't bad. I just wasn't expecting it. I don't think I've ever been kissed by a human before. I really liked it though. Of course you can. Come here. Are you playing with my nipples? You're more daring than I expected. Oh, human. No, don't stop. This feels amazing. I just need you to be aware that teasing a monster like that can have some consequences. I don't think you're gonna dislike them, though. Kiss my neck again. Yes. Can you feel how I'm getting goosebumps? My nipples are getting hard, too. If you're gonna keep doing dirty things like this, I think it's only fair that I have some fun as well. Yes, I did just slash your shirt open with my claws. I promised not to hurt you, but I didn't say anything about your clothes. Besides, I'm still a monster after all. Sometimes my primal instincts can be a little too strong. It's my turn to play with you now. Just lie on your back and let me straddle you. Don't worry. As long as you don't move and let me rub my hands on this beautiful chest, I promise you'll remain unscratched. Such a hot body you have, human. It makes me want to do so many things. Especially this hard cock bulging through your pants. Why the surprise? Oh, you didn't know I had a tail, did you? Yeah, it can be useful for a lot of things, like rubbing this hard, delicious cock of yours. But And these pants are in the way, and they're so annoying. Can you pull them down for me? Thanks. Much better. Now I can wrap my tail around it and stroke it like this. Are you enjoying this, human? Good, because I am a lot. I can feel things with my tail as well as I can with my hands, and your cock is already throbbing. Fuck, this is making me so wet. But you can probably feel that already. I can see on your face how much you love this. Naughty human. My tail rubbing you, going up and down, holding it a little tighter. Yeah, I can see the pre-cum dripping out already. How tempting. You know, I've heard that humans are very curious creatures. Are you curious about what kind of monster I am? Of course I'm not gonna tell you. Where would be the fun in that? Since you can't see anything, you'll have to touch the rest of my body to find out. Your hands feel so good on me, especially when you rub my thighs like that. Yeah, you should use that human curiosity and investigate every inch of my body with those warm hands of yours. Have any clue yet? No problem then. A bit of mystery can be enticing. And also, I think you have more important things to worry about right now. Sit up and I'll show you what. My body is screaming for me to pounce you and ride this delightful cock right now. Can I do it? Now, I don't know exactly what a human girl's pussy is like, but I think you'll find that you'll enjoy mine just as much, if not more. Yes. Oh, God, you're already all the way inside me. I told you I was very wet, didn't I? You have no idea of how much my body was craving for this. Being fucked by this delicious human. I think I'm being too aggressive. But I'm sorry, I can't go slower. I just need to be pounded. Fuck, yes. Grab my tits again, please. You don't need to be gentle this time. Yeah, just fucking squeeze them. You can thrust your hips too to fuck me. Even harder. Damn, I didn't think I would like this kissing thing so much. Human, I think you should hold my wrist behind my back, or I'll end up slashing your back with my claws. I don't want to hurt you. But it has become really hard to control myself now. For some reason, you clenching my wrists makes me even hornier. You really are a good monster tamer, you know that? Oh, look at what you did to me. Making a predator submit you and beg you to fuck her. Yes, keep going. Please don't stop. This feels so fucking good. I don't know for how long I'll be able to handle you, human. I can feel something building up inside me. You're throbbing so much. Are you gonna blow your load inside me? If I want it, of course I fucking want it. I want to feel your hot cum dripping down my pussy after we finish. Make this little monster girl come for you. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. I can't hold back anymore. Come with me, human, please. Told you there would be consequences for teasing me. As I expected, you seem to have enjoyed them quite a bit. Oh, wait, I totally forgot your leg was hurt. Did I hurt you more? No? Whew. Oh, that's good. I wasn't much in the mood of thinking rationally in the moment, as you certainly must have noticed. Can we lie down again? I can leap between trees all night and you still manage to tire me out, you little monster. And I have to admit, cuddling feels quite nice. Sorry about your shirt, by the way. Also, would you maybe come back here someday? I'd love to see you again. And don't worry about the other monsters. I'll make sure that anyone who tries to hurt you deeply regrets it. Here. Look at my eyes. It's just one of my many powers. Can you see the faint glow on them? Now don't be afraid. It'll help you relax. Just keep looking at them while I stroke your hair. Let your eyelids become heavy and just empty your mind of all worry. I'm here to take care of you and protect you. Good night, my beautiful human.